setback? Or?
Well, he worked a couple plays yesterday and came out today, and he was hurting, so was sore, so they held him out.
A lot of quarterbacks down. You have to go a bit broad, I guess maybe bring somebody up.
We'll see. We'll see.
If you have to juggle the cornerbacks, are you more likely to leave Terrell on the slot? Or?
We'll see. We'll have to see everything we have tomorrow. Let's see what we have tomorrow. Let's see who can practice and who can't. And we've worked in two or three different versions, so I think we'll be okay.
Have you guys done anything special this week in practice to kind of prep for the Eagles' tempo?
Have we done anything special? Yeah, we've been mimicking the tempo. We've been practicing what we will see in the game. On the clock, the whole deal. But we did that in training camp. You were standing right there watching it in training camp. It's the same thing as we went through periods of what we call mock, you know, at that time as well.
With the Tom, where's Deal?
Deal's coming along good. He's coming along well.
Has Connor gotten to the point where he might be able to get some reps?
I think probably he has, yeah.
Will that help then? Because, would Bear be more comfortable at just doing tight end stuff?
Not necessarily. Bear takes on whatever role you ask him to take on, and he does it with, you know, the same amount of energy and effort. And, there have been years when we've had injuries and he's done it all. So,
what time are you thinking about staying with the same offensive line, or is that?
We'll see.
I knew that was going to be.
Did you?
I don't know why.
You could have just kind of wrote it in, huh?
Tommy, with so many guys here fighting to get on the field on Sunday through injuries, does next week play into it anyway, in the short week?
We're trying to worry about this week. Thank you. Seriously, I'm not trying to be funny here, but we're trying to prepare ourselves this week. When we have this game and play this game, then we'll – I have it all mapped out. We've done this before for a Thursday night game following a Sunday game, so that's all prepared. It's just a question of your focus has to be right in front of your eyes. It better be.
When we were grilling you on the injuries yesterday, I don't believe we asked about Linval Joseph.
Ankle, a little bit of he's in a boot, and he actually has made pretty good progress. But, at this point in time, he's does not have the green light.
Akeem hasn't seemed to be himself in spots this year. Any concern on your part? Any discussion with him about what might be able to get him going?
Well, there's always discussions. And he's, he's a very confident young man who recognizes right away whatever it is you're trying to point out to him and tries to do something about it. So there was certainly, discussions after the game. He took full responsibility for whatever involved him, and hopefully he's made the adjustments and so on and so forth, learning from one game into the next.
Is that when you see a ball go through his hands like it did a couple times Sunday?
Rare. Yeah, that's really rare, yeah. He usually gobbles those balls up.
A lot of us thought when JPP came back, he'd be the, JPP of old. Was that kind of like asking too much after back surgery?
I would think. You got to give him time to work into it. That's what you've noticed. You haven't noticed, but he's really tried to take a lot of practice, and he's been doing this for over two weeks where he's taken more than the normal number of reps. Just trying to catch up with exactly what you're saying. So, we were fortunate to get him back when we did, realizing he had no training camp, nothing. We tried to hold back on his reps, and then we brought him along. And currently, he's pretty much taken everything he can take, trying to catch up.
You mentioned yesterday one possible.
You remember what I said before? With that, I'd like to be in those situations.
Well, exactly. But he wasn't, when he was here a couple of years ago, that wasn't something he was consistently successful at. Do you believe there's a reason he'll be better at that? Should you get in those situations?
Well, we'd hope to find out.
How concerning is it to not have your normal defensive depth when you're going up against an offense? So,
do you need me to answer that question? You certainly do need to have a full complement.
I'm
But the guys that are ready to go will give it. They'll give it their best shot.
Where is David Wilson at mentally, emotionally, whatever the word is, after what he's been through earlier?
I think he doesn't get down. That guy's pretty good about being up and staying up, and he's a battler and a fighter. So I really think that David's fine. I told him the other day we need him to get in the end zone, and I think that's what I'm looking for. But I don't see any emotional setback or anything. Matter of fact, I think he came right back after the first week. He came roaring right back and tried to solve all those issues.